is the most beautiful species on the face of the planet Earth. There ain't nothing on Earth better than a black woman.
Now from the beginning, yeah, God gave you to me, but I took it for granted, ignoring all the pain I put you through. I could never tell you how much I appreciate what you do. Oh, you're so incredible, lady. Never unforgettable, baby.
Everything you do is colorful.
Everything you do is colorful.
Your resilience is so spiritual.
Your resilience and your spiritual.
Your love is unconditional.
Welcome to Herbert Skareem Speaks. You can find me on foursidesoflife.com, our website, and you can find me on Four Sides of Life, the YouTube channel. Now, I want to talk to you about when it comes to being financially stable in a relationship. I don't know if you guys know, when you're in a relationship, most individuals cannot and will not break down this the basic standards of what is brought to the table. And a lot of times we find ourselves not knowing the true differences of how each other believe and think. Now, this financial issue that we have comes into major play when finances in a relationship is majorly crucial. Now, when you first get with someone, okay? When you first in a relationship with someone, that first love, most of us meet that first love around the 13, 14, but that's puppy love, that's baby love. It's not really just hit like that just yet. It hasn't really, you know, made sense to us. But there's a different type of love. It's deeper than that. As you mature, you'll find out what really, really love is. But the way the world is now, it has you focus more on a person's criteria and stats, okay? A checklist. Do they have this and do they have that? Are they financially in order? Is that a word? Are they financial abilities and how they carry themselves? Is their credit score right? What is their credit score? Do they have debt? Do they have debt on a vehicle? Do they place more focus on materials than actually long-term goals? What is their long-term goal? What is their short-term goal? Do they have any goals? A lot of things come into play when you're in a relationship in America, in United States of America. Most of us don't really get that. America focuses on stats and pushes mainly your financial ability to do business in United States of America. Your survivalship is predicated on your finances, what you can bring to the table, what you earn, your DTI debt to income, your DTI ratio. So a lot of individuals don't know what their debt is to their income that they're earning, which will actually show what their ratio is. If you have more debt, that means you have more less, and all your income that you're earning monthly is going towards your debt. That can impact any home. And a lot of us get caught up, right? Thinking that that puppy love at that age of 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, anywhere between 25, 26 is the same as when you're past your 30s, when you're in your second relationship. Oh, let's just keep it honest. Most of us are on our second relationship. It's rare today to see someone together 20 plus years. That means they got together in their 20s, okay? If they're in the millennium, I mean, if they're in the Generation X time, okay? And if you're a millennium, mid-millenniums, older millenniums, and you're together 20 plus years, that means you're with your high school sweetheart. So you still in that. That's rare to find. Very rare. Most of us are with someone and we settle down after we're in our late 30s or in now beginning in our early 40s. We're on a second serious relationship, fourth, even fifth. Second, third, fourth, or even fifth. You wouldn't believe that. There's a lot of individuals out there in their late 30s, in their early 40s, they're in their fourth and fifth relationship. I met someone that was married for the fourth time and they wasn't even 50 yet. Did you hear me? They were married four times and they kept saying the queen was the issue. The woman was the issue. They never looked at themselves. This is the society we live in. A lot of individuals don't want to get out there and grind the way United States tells them they have to do. See, it's that have to, that got to. You got to play the game. You just can't sit on the sidelines and not make no financial gain and earn and hustle out there. You can't just be 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23 and say, I'm not gonna get a stable job or acquire some education to get a stable job or acquire some type of certificates or background to get a stable job or even be among the few and start my business. You cannot not be part of that. You cannot not say, I'm not going to the service, the military. I'm not gonna go into the law enforcement. I'm not gonna go into the county or the city jobs. I'm not gonna further me a federal job, state job. I'm not gonna do none of that. I'm just gonna sit and be still. I'm just gonna do me. You can't do that. Is some people upset that they're in this United States of America because their mom and dad took the time to have them special child. And they're upset that, wow, mom, you had me. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to pay bills. I was going to have to struggle. I was going to have to go to school. I was going to have to pay bills back. You didn't tell me that I was going to have to get with someone that was going to expect the same thing. You see, I was going to be with somebody in a relationship. And I'm thinking about love and being happy. And that partner in the relationship is thinking about more than just love and being happy. They want help paying these bills. Let's keep it honest and actually true. People want help paying these bills. And you just can't come into someone's life talking about, you know what? Thank you for having a place and a house or an apartment, or a studio. Thank you for having your shelter. Now, we love each other. We happy. You want me to move in? I got that good, good. Yeah, we vibe on that physical level. We connect. You know, our energy is so high when we come around. It can't, it's unmatched. Man, it's we're just drawn to each other. All that right there don't pay the bills, unfortunately. You live in the United States of America. And in order to live in the United States of America, unless you're born into just already the blueprint done for you or given the blueprint or born into wealth, the okayness, you gonna have to get out there and figure it out. Your parents got to give you some advice and information, some blueprint, some actually a roadmap on how to make it out here. That's a podcast, another one I'm gonna actually break down. But man, how you gonna survive if you don't know how to survive? Ooh, did you catch it? Let me say that one more time. How are you going to survive if you don't know how to survive? Now you meet someone in a relationship and now they in their mid-30s or in their early 40s or in their 50s, and you think they crazy for asking you, what do you do? That matters. That means something. What are you looking for in life? What do you see a relationship? Now you get a little serious, and one of the parties going to ask, where do you see this relationship going? Where do you want us to be? You know, do you want to have any more children? Are you done? Because I know you have some already with your previous relationships. And I have mine with me here. Are we okay with being done with that? Because I want to be done. How are we going to help each other out with these bills? Because I do have a home and you have an apartment. And this is how much, how can we consolidate these bills? How can we take care of each other since we love each other? We want to be together with each other, with one another. And we want to actually fortify our relationship and our future with your children and my children. And we're so happy because I brought you around my family. You brought me around your family. We vibing. We having the best time ever. This is true love right here. I never felt this ever before, but it's now. The conversation gets real when it comes to that fact that, oh, hey, hold on. I'm in between jobs. Is that okay? Why? Wait a minute. What do you mean you're in between jobs? It starts getting sticky and serious when you start asking about, you mean you don't have no education? Well, what do you do for income? Oh, you're getting yours from government assistance? Wait a minute. You didn't tell me that. You told me that you was an entrepreneur. So I was waiting for you to share what type of entrepreneur business you had so we can understand it better. But every time I come around you, you were always doing something. But now that you've moved in, I get a chance to see the reality of the truth that you're doing a lot of studying, a lot of research. You go out trying to flip this and flip that. Wait a minute. We got children. We got mouths to feed. You told me you would help me feed these mouths. Ooh, that starts to get sticky in a serious conversation because you're talking about finance. You told me you would help me with these bills. I assume you would help me with these bills. You also just bought a new car. Wait a minute. How much is that monthly bill? Well, you're getting into my business. All that matters, the median person, average person across the board, the average African-American, the average woman, we just say that, African-American woman makes a little less than $40,000 a year. The average African man makes over $40,000 a year. And then when you want to just say man, when you want to compare the other man, the European man, he makes a little over $48,000 a year. And the European white woman, she makes over $46,000 a year. So I think it matters staying together than being separated. Because when you look at the grand scheme of things, it's very difficult in this society in America and United States to survive by yourself. So each party has to bring in this financial stability to be stable in this financial situation, what we call a relationship and love. You have to be helping earning to pay money in this actual metaverse world. People call Matrix or United States to survive and live. You have to pay for food. You have to pay for electricity. You have to pay for water. You have to pay for gas. You have to pay for trash, sewage. These are things you have to pay for every single month. Now you're addicted, so you have to pay for phone. You have to pay for internet. You have to your entertainment. You have to get back and forth where you're going to go. So you have to have a vehicle, and most of you have a debt on there. And those of you that actually don't think about that and knowing the bigger picture is not having something that looks good to make you feel good, just have something paid off. Because in order to ride on the road, you need liability. If it's paid off in full, you can just have liability insurance. If it's not, you have to have full coverage. So you have to have that. Things you just have to pay for. You have to pay for rent or a mortgage. You have to pay that if it's not paid off. You have to pay for taxes on that house. You have to pay for the insurance on that house. You have to pay for the, they call it PMI. That's all rolled in together. Premium mortgage insurance. You have to pay for that HOA if you're in that area that you have to pay to look good, and the house has to be kept up in that community. You have to pay for these are monthly bills. In order to be financially stable, it's just not coming in a relationship no more, being happy and being in love. Because if you are happy and being in love, it will all work itself out. Love will help you work it through. You won't be looking at that financial situation in order to stay together, in order to make a decision if you're going to stay together or even get together. Most of y'all won't even get together.
let alone stay together, if their financials don't look right, if their financial situation looks weird, if their bank account is set up in a way that is kind of funny. It ain't always money. It ain't regular money coming in on a regular basis. I'd rather you stay over there. Forget what you're talking about love. If loving you come with high bills and you having me stressed out with my bills and you tapping into my bank account and you using my credit cards and you going out getting loans for dreams and all that, if loving you is attached to my finances and my money, I'd rather you stay over there. I'll do bad by myself. Y'all forgot them days of saying loving you is right. I don't want to be. If loving you is wrong, that's what it said. I don't want to be right. You forgot those days. If loving you is right, wrong, I don't want to be right. Love used to be first, then financial, then finances and credit score and your home and your car and what you look like and where you carry yourself. Love used to be first. Because love is God. And God is love. Nobody sees God no more. So you definitely ain't gonna see love no more. So before we start talking about finances, you gotta get your mentality correct. How you see that individual. Do you see him as a pocketbook? Financing and taking care of your bills, taking care of you. But that's what this society has. Or you actually waiting on God to bring you somebody that you really need in your life, and they brought you somebody that you need in your life, and now you done switched it up and became more selfish. It's about you and your bills than selfless and focused on love. This is Urban Screen.